she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he.
We are live at Pottawatomie in the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Broadcast Booth. Wow, that is a mouthful. The Pottawatomie Sportsbook Broadcast Booth for day one of the men's NCAA tournament. Games going on in Milwaukee tomorrow. Practice is taking place today. We're going to talk to Kevin Harlan in about 30 minutes about calling those games at Fiserv Forum. But we put together our own little bracket. You know, last year, guys, we did the grievance bracket. Do you remember the grievance bracket?
I do, yes.
Things we had issues with. I don't even remember what won. Does anyone on the panel remember what won our grievance bracket?
I don't.
I have no idea. I just thought maybe there was a chance that you guys remembered what won the grievance bracket. So this year we put out a bracket, and we are going to reveal it now. Chu, you got the bracket in front of you? We sent it to the text group. This is sports movie characters. It is a 16-character field. On one side of the bracket, we have the heroes of your favorite sports movies, and on the other side, we have the villains. So I think we have to figure out, guys, how do we want to do the villains? When you are matching up the villains that we have on here, and we'll reveal it in just a second, is it the most dastardly, the one that caused the most harm, the one that you disliked the most? Is that how we're, like, moving the villains through the bracket? What do you think?
It's just kind of, you know, it feels like the whenever we have the MVP discussion, what's your definition of valuable? Kind of means something different to every person, right? Like, we're putting these up for the fans to vote on. It's going to be ultimately up to them.
All right, Joshy, can we get a little bit of music? That. Can we get a little bit of the old NCAA or music to reveal the bracket? That'll work. All right, Chu, do you want to reveal the bracket for us? What do we got on the left-hand side?
So, top of the left-hand side, we have Rocky versus Ricky Vaughn. Who's Ricky Vaughn?
Wild thing.
Seems to be a problem with the selection process if one of the three of us doesn't even know who Ricky Vaughn is.
Yeah, but it's Chu. I mean...
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. Okay, moving down.
You've never seen Major League?
Yeah, we've had this long discussion.
That makes me
before.
So disappointed. No. Can you watch Major League? I mean, just in honor of Euchre.
Nope. It's like Groundhog Day. Why would I want to watch something that I live day in and day out? It just have no.
Wait, you lived as a player on a bad baseball team
whose owner wanted to sell the team and
moved to Miami?
Yeah, it's an old movie. I'm not big on old movies unless they're good.
You only liked old movies. God bless America.
We have Peter LaFleur versus Roy Hobbs, the newly signed DB for the Green Bay.
Do you know who either of those people are?
I've seen them both multiple times. I love both movies. Love Roy Hobbs. That'll be a tough one. Okay, the next bracket down will be Happy Gilmore versus Johnny Moxon. Who is Johnny Moxon?
Gosh. Varsity Blues, James Vanderbeek.
Okay. Is that
I don't want
Nick
your
Nolte?
Life. What are we talking about here?
I mean,
Gabe Nick
no,
Nolte?
It's, nope.
I mean, nope. Mox making this list is wild.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's one of the top eight sports heroes of all time.
Well, when you think about sports movies, but also here's the other thing that got it in the qualification. A villain. He's got a great villain. Right, so that's when we were making this list, and obviously now you're starting to see that Gabe and Chu were not involved in making the list. So, but when we were making the list, we needed a hero and then a subsequent villain.
But wouldn't you then, if you wanted to pair them up, wouldn't you then just match them up to see who was better, the hero or the villain?
Yeah, but Gabe, there's no one you're putting against Happy Gilmore in winning. Okay, it's a walk no matter who you put against Happy Gilmore. Would you agree with that?
Well, part of this is in honor of Happy Gilmore 2 coming out this summer on Netflix.
Okay. All right, right below them is Daniel LaRusso versus Jerry Maguire. Who's Daniel LaRusso?
Wax on, wax off. Just so you know, we got some very looks. We got some looks here in the old Pottawatomie Sportsbook studio from people who are like, what do you mean, who's Daniel LaRusso?
That's Mr. Miyagi?
Well, no, that's Mr. Miyagi's, you know, trainee.
Pupil?
Yeah.
The Karate Kid?
The guy who did all the yard work in chores for Mr. Miyagi.
Okay. Okay, we're moving over to the villains bracket up top.
Wait, so who do you like between Daniel LaRusso, the Karate Kid, and Jerry Maguire?
Well, I mean,
you had to, you just had to put Tom Cruise on this list, didn't
you? Yeah, it's inside joke.
Your favorite actor of all time.
I can't stand him. Yeah,
no, that's
all right,
not
here's
true.
The problem, right?
And how does he keep coming up? We talk more about Tom Cruise than any other actor on this show.
And I was in the movie Jerry Maguire, so
yes,
I'm kind of partial
on the
to
television
that.
Screen.
But that's not, that movie is not accurate at all when it comes to agents. I'm sorry, it's just, there's nothing accurate about it. And I struggle with that, but.
Even Bob Sugar poaching Kush? That's not true? That's not accurate? That doesn't happen?
That is, but the whole agents in the locker room and, it's just, so that'll be a tough one. Okay, ready for the villains?
Hit me with the villains.
Ivan Drago versus Rachel Phelps. Who is Rachel Phelps?
God, well, you didn't see the movie.
Yeah, she's the owner in Major League.
Now, again, these are corresponding to the heroes on the hero side of the bracket. They're corresponding.
Yes.
So if Ricky Vaughn, Wild Thing.
Oh.
Who was the actor who played that?
Charlie Sheen?
Thank you. Couldn't think of it. It was like a blank. She was the owner of the team who was trying to sell the team, who wanted them to lose every game.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if Ricky Vaughn's the hero of that movie. He's a hero. I don't know if he's the hero.
What is it, more of like a ensemble?
Yeah, but I would say probably Lou Brown's the hero. He's the one who rallies them all together.
Yeah, we really liked Lou Brown, too.
okay, one below them is White Goodman versus Harriet.
You know who White Goodman is, right?
Well, I know White Goodman. Who the hell's Harriet?
W-H-I-T.
What?
Harriet would have been the one of the bad. I mean, the bad guy of The Natural. I mean, I don't even know if it's Harriet. Isn't it the
that? The one with the dark hair?
I don't know.
Shoots him?
She shoots him. She shot him with a gun.
She didn't kill him.
Okay, but did you die? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she furthered his career. Really, when you think about it.
Oh, so she's the hero.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't become this great hitter.
Just out of curiosity, was there any chance that Harriet was going to beat White Goodman in the bracket?
No, because no one knows who she is.
Yeah.
Maybe if she killed him, would she beat White Goodman?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, there's probably a better villain to put up there against White.
All right.
Next
who
one,
do we have next?
Shooter McGavin versus Coach Kilmer. Coach Kilmer. Is what movie?
That is the coach from Varsity Blues.
Yeah, what's that actor's name?
Okay.
John
that
Voight?
That is John Voight.
Oh, is it really? I love
Jobbing
John Voight.
Around in John Voight's car.
Yeah. And then the final bracket is Johnny Lawrence versus Bob Sugar. Johnny Lawrence.
Again.
Sweep the leg.
What? Johnny Lawrence.
Okay, so you've seen Karate Kid. I know you've seen Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Because you've talked about Karate Kid.
That's the douchey. He should be punchable face.
You
right?
are killing me with this list, Chu. You've seen Karate Kid.
I know the
How
face.
How do you not know who Johnny Lawrence is?
Yeah, but he's just a kid. The leader of the Cobra Kai is the real villain. The kid just is doing what he's told. What does he know? He's just a dumb
you
kid.
You know what, Jen? That might be your best bracket because I can't stand either actor. Really. I mean, Bob Sugar, punchable face. Johnny Lawrence, punchable face.
You're not a big Jay Moore guy?
Who's Jay Moore?
Who plays
the actor?
Heavens to
Sugar.
Betsy.
I have not seen Karate Kid in 47 years. I know my memory's getting better.
Yeah, but we're talking about Jerry Maguire. The movie you were in?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got you there. Anywho, we're going to post these on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account so you can vote on them for our bracket. We'll figure out who the best sports movie character is. It is heroes versus villains. I assume we will get, the most dastardly character, the most vile character that we have listed on here. Gut, Gabe, what does your gut tell you is the most vile villain on this list?
It's Drago.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's Russian. He's cheating.
Thank you.
literally kills a guy.
He dies.
How many other people on that list killed a guy?
Well, Harriet tried.
She tried, but was not successful.
Coach Kilmer was shooting up those kids' legs with the drugs.
Nobody died. Lives were ruined, but nobody died.
You know who's going to win? White Goodman.
Yeah, White. I was about to say, ultimately, I think White wins.
Yeah, I think White.
Cramming up your cram hole, LeFleur.
Yeah. It'll be White and Goodman versus...
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Although good. Rocky, I think, can make a run.
Rocky can make a run. I still can't believe Jerry Maguire made the list. Because he's kind of annoying, too. I guess he's the hero of the movie. He's just kind of annoying.
I agree.
He's just a big old whiner.
Who else? Who did we miss? Who should have been on this list? Who is a movie character hero, sports movie character hero, that we should have put on the list that has a corresponding villain?
I don't think you need the corresponding villain. Because it's not like they're matching up at the end anyway. Unless you're matching him up with them right away in the first round. I don't think you need the corresponding villain. Like, if I'm putting together a movie list with the greatest villains of all time, like, Darth Vader's making the list as one of the greatest villains.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know if Luke Skywalker's making the greatest heroes.
It's got to be sports-related, though.
Yeah, I'm just using that as an example of, like, overall movies. In that, like, the villain was probably the greatest character of the series versus some of the heroes.
Like, I would have put Stefan Dujovic, probably Tom Cruise's best movie ever. All the Right Moves.
Oh. I mean, Ricky Bobby could have made the list, you know.
Yeah.
And then would you have put the French driver, Sacha Baron Cohen's character?
No, I wouldn't have, because he's not a great villain. And then he kind of becomes a good guy at the end. You know, they come together and they celebrate together.
They kiss.
But, yeah.
Is that how it is?
You taste of America.
Chewie hasn't seen the end of the movie, so he doesn't know. All he saw was the part about, you know, peeing excellence and whatnot. All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. We will post this on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewie Twitter account so you guys can vote on our bracket. It is the sports movie characters on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. We are taking a break. We have to do top 8 at 8 next and then get to Kevin Harlan at the bottom of the hour. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I let it go, cause I want to see you later when we're not allowed to talk it out. I said I'd go, promise I won't show, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
Hey, all you sports bettors, if you aren't making your wagers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you are missing out on an elite experience. It is a complete sports betting paradise. State-of-the-art venue. We've talked about it a lot. Self-service betting kiosks. Seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar and restaurant, the VIP deck, the broadcast booth, which we are currently sitting in, and, of course, the giant video wall over 2,000 square feet. They have figured it all out. Bet above the rest, only at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You fine.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey?
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
What do we got, Gabe?
Easy list today. It's very simple, very straightforward. I don't have faith that you and Chewie are going to get a lot of them.
Very simple, very easy. First graders could do well on this. You guys are going to stink.
List of 8 things in front of me. Jen and Chew guess back and forth. Once they each get one incorrect, we open up the Carblues Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one gets that ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. I am just looking for the teams that were in the Elite Eight a year ago.
UConn.
UConn is one of those teams. They were the number one seed in the East region.
Chew's mad that I stole UConn.
Okay. Big Ten. Michigan.
Was not in the Elite Eight a year ago.
Okay, I'm done.
800-990-3776. Why don't you go ahead and get your dialing fingers ready, ladies and gentlemen, to try to figure out the top teams that were in the Elite Eight last year. Okay, there had to be some other... How about Alabama?
Alabama was the 4 seed in the West Regional, and they were in the Elite Eight.
Okay, There had to be some other SEC teams. I know Auburn got bounced. Was Creighton in the Elite Eight last year?
They certainly were not.
Darn it.
Looks like we'll be getting how Kevin
quickly,
around.
How quickly they forget. Mm-hmm. How quickly they forget. Now, the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy fans out there are going to knock out the rest of this list pretty quickly.
800-990-3776.
Cinderella team that you guys forgot about.
I feel like Duke was probably in the field. I feel like...
Jen, you're out.
No, I know. I'm just saying that. I just assumed there were other Big East teams.
There were. No, they're AC.
Are you looking at a list and now you're getting your conferences wrong? What's happening here?
In fairness, the conferences have been jumbled over the last handful of
years. 800-990-3776. Joshua, you're going to have to handle the phone calls here since we can't see him on remote. So this is tricky for Joshua because he's answering the phone and then he's also putting him on the air.
First person up, Dan and East Troy. Dan, who you got?
I know NC State was in there.
So NC State, as an 11 seed, made a run to the Final Four. They were in the Elite Eight a year ago.
They beat Marquette, right?
Not in the
Elite
Eight.
I know Purdue was in there.
Purdue was the number one seed in the Midwest Regional. So now we've got half the teams. We've got UConn, we have Alabama, NC State, and Purdue. We just need the other four teams that were in the Elite Eight a year ago.
Oh, boy. That's all I got. Let me take a guess on Duke.
Duke was in there against NC State in the South Regional. So they made the Elite Eight as well. And now you're it. That's it. That's all you got?
Just guess something else, just for fun.
Well, hold on now. Houston, I know, got beat by someone, but I can't remember who it was. But I'll guess Houston.
Houston is incorrect. Made a good run, though. Single-handedly did better than Jen and Chu.
Well, like you said, not all that hard. Joshy, who we got?
Jason in Hale's Corner. You are on the air.
All right, Jason. Who you got? We got three teams left that made the Elite Eight a year ago.
I'm going to say Florida.
Did not make the Elite Eight a year ago.
Next up, we have Marquise in Milwaukee. Marquise, you're up.
Hey, guys. Could you possibly reset the list?
Yep, I can. So we have five of the eight teams that made the Elite Eight a year ago. We have UConn. We have Alabama. We have Duke. We have NC State. And we have Purdue.
Okay. Tennessee?
Tennessee was a 2 seed in the Midwest Regional, the Elite Eight.
I know there was another ACC team. Clemson.
Clemson was a 6 seed in the West Regional, leaving just one team who also made the Elite Eight a year ago.
And it's understandable if you don't want to mention this team.
I know, because they're the rivals, and I hate them, and we hate the Bears, but Illinois.
Illinois took on UConn and got boat raced. Those are the eight teams in the Elite Eight, and that went about...
As you expected it to go.
Correct. The fans would come through. Jen and Chu would choke. And then we could get to Kevin Harlan on time.
Good planning by you. Excellent planning by you. All right, we will take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Kevin Harlan coming up next. Obviously, one of the great broadcasters that we have here in the state of Wisconsin, whose talents are seen across the country and will be this weekend when he calls the games at Fiserv Forum for March Madness. Stick around. Kevin Harlan coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought that they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong.
He's
not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
March Madness is going in earnest today. But you can actually watch practice today here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Teams are taking the floor. The doors open at 10 a.m. Practice schedules vary with each team getting about 40 minutes or so on the floor. And I believe that's where our next guest, Kevin Harlan, is en route to. Kevin Harlan, of course, the voice of so many of our favorite calls across all sports, right? What can't Kevin Harlan do? And we are so lucky to have him here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning as he will be calling those games at Fiserv Forum. Good morning, Kevin. How excited are you about starting these games tomorrow at Fiserv Forum?
Hey, good morning, Jim. Morning, guys. Great to be on. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited, especially now that we've got the eight teams all settled, right? We didn't know it was going to happen until we got through the two games in Dayton over the last couple nights, and now North Carolina's coming here, which is great. A good Xavier team's going to be in Milwaukee, and that's going to be fun. So someone called me last night from New York and said that now may make this the best first weekend site in terms of big name teams and schools. Illinois is here, Iowa State's here. I mean, it's loaded. It's gonna Ole Miss. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It really is. I'm anxious to watch these practices today. Talk with some of these coaches and get at least this site going, because I think it promises to be a lot of fun.
Kevin, who are some underdogs you think that could make some noise this year in the tournament?
That's a great question. I don't know.
How's that answer? That's fair.
I'm not sure.
Well, how do you think Marquette Marquette and Wisconsin in this year's tournament?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to think Wisconsin's got incredible momentum coming out of the Big Ten tournament. They've gotten better. They've won, I think I saw a note where they've won more games this year than they have in the last four in any particular season. So Greg has certainly got that program turned. Shaka's doing a terrific job. We know what Marquette always does. We had them last year. We had Marquette last year. Where were we last year? In I can't remember now, but wherever we were, we had a chance to see him. I had him in his VCU run. So I've had a chance to know both these coaches. And, of course, being from Wisconsin, we've got a real interest in both those teams. Why not them? I think back to the original question, I think it's so wide open, and the level of play and the transfer portal and everything else has really evened everything that we used to know about college basketball and this tournament in particular. The Blue Bloods are now just barely getting in, like we see with North Carolina. Kansas is a seventh seed. Indiana isn't even in. So the teams that we've always kind of grown up thinking, these are the teams that are always going to be there in March, are either hanging on by a thread, have a decent shot, but nothing overwhelming. So you ask for a team to watch, I'll watch the Badgers, kind of like St. John's. I think Patino in this environment is very difficult. So a lot of great teams, incredible amount of stories, and we can't wait to get it going.
Kevin, I'm going to give you a pass on not knowing where you were for Marquette last year, because how do you keep your schedule straight, man, between college basketball, the NBA, NFL on Westwood One, CBS? How do you even keep it? Do you wake up sometimes not even knowing what city you're in?
Only when I go to the bathroom at 3 in the morning. That's the only time when I'm kind of – when I'm and Jen probably knows that. I'm sure those guys have told her, but, you know, as you're going through a dark hotel room, you're playing Helen Keller, right? You're feeling walls. You're trying to grab onto something. You always stub your toe. That's and I go, where in the heck am I? And I, not only do I know what city I'm, I don't even know what room I'm in. So it's, but we all travel to a degree. But that's the only time, especially this year. Now we're moving pretty quickly from NBA to college and back to NBA and but it makes it fun. We all love being in the business, but that is one of the perils of this business, sometimes not knowing where you are and what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Harlan, legendary broadcaster, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And I got to be honest, Kevin, just hearing your voice it elicits memories for me of certain calls, certain games that you have been on the mic for. Did you always know that this was the career you wanted to pursue? I mean, you've got those dulcet tones, right? Like, it's just very soothing, very calming, and then you get amped for the big moments. Was this a path that you always knew that you wanted to be on?
Well, thanks, Jen. Coming from someone like you that's accomplished so much, that's nice to hear this early in the morning. My dad was a journalism major at Marquette and wanted to be a writer, got into sports, and eventually worked his way to Green Bay and ran the Packers. But when I was a kid, I went to spring training with him when he was with the Cardinals, worked in the press box when I was a kid up at Lambeau in Green Bay for many years, and had a chance to see the great writers like the Bud Lees of the world, had a chance to see the great broadcasters, and we can start rattling off all those, Lindsey Nelson and Pat Summerall and Ray Scott, and seeing those guys work, Jim Simpson of NBC, Kurt Gowdy. And then I went to a high school in Green Bay that had a radio station. I broke my collarbone going out for football, tried out for the radio play-by-play job for a little 10-watt radio station in Green Bay, and got the job, and that was it. I always had an interest in it, and my dad never pushed, but he always kind of framed my reference when I was talking about it and telling me what might be needed and what were some of the things that I had to do to get to where I wanted to go, and was always so incredibly supportive. So I began doing games in my room like a lot of broadcasters when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and it's led to this. So I've been incredibly lucky, as you know, the three of you know, this business is incredibly subjective, tough to navigate. You're dealing with a lot of people who got a lot of answers, but sometimes not the stuff to back it up. And so you're constantly trying to evolve and get better and survive a very tough business. But it's been a joy, and it's gone by, and quite frankly, the blink of an eye.
Kevin, how is your dad doing? I know Packers fans around the country would love to know, and I'll say that, I mean, in all my years in Green Bay, everyone loved your dad. You know, he is a top five nicest guys I have ever met. How is he doing?
Well, that is, I'm going to pass that on to him. He'll love to hear those words, especially from you. Thank you. He's doing great. Physically, he gets around, but not as nimbly as he once did. For instance, the other day, I was driving someplace and we were talking, and we were going over the NIL, and he started bringing up stuff in NIL that I didn't even know. Like, his mind is so sharp, and he loves college basketball. He loves watching Jen on college football, and that game day show is truly the centerpiece. That is the tent pole of his week, is watching game day. He loves it. He just loves it. I told him last night I was going to be on with you, and he was thrilled, Jen. But anyway, my point is that he's doing great. My mom is doing great. You know, the one thing, they have two things that are terrific. They're both in their 80s, deep into their 80s, but they've got each other, and they've been married for 65 years, 66 this August, 65 years. And they're still living in the same house that he bought when he left the Cardinals and came to the Packers in 1971, the house that my brothers and I grew up in. They've stayed in that same house. They love the neighborhood, and they've got each other. And at that age, and not knowing a lot of the ins and outs, and the doctor may disagree, but from my standpoint, being together at that age all these years in a place that is familiar and comfortable to him is just priceless, and it's keeping them alive and sharp, and they're doing just absolutely wonderful. So thank you so much for asking about them. They're doing great.
Now that is loving hearing that.
Well, let's continue to talk about your family then, Kevin, because you've obviously accomplished so much in your career. How fun is it for you to be able to see your daughter Olivia continue to grow her career, and then run into her during some cool events like the Super Bowl?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, she's doing well. She had to kind of reinvent herself as she went overseas with Sam, and he's playing basketball right now in Barcelona, and they were in London, and they've been in Istanbul, and they were down in Russia in Sochi many years ago. As Jen knows, trying to make that level in your profession is incredibly challenging. and she was lucky enough out of college to get that opportunity with ESPN. But then when she went overseas some 6 years ago, she had to kind of reinvent herself. So she's worked her way by invitation of the NFL to be a part of a lot of the different things they do over there for Commissioner Goodell in hosting forums with fans over there, and then works every week for Sky Sports, which I guess is the equivalent of ESPN or Fox Sports here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So she's working NFL basically every week in some capacity in studio. She's covering the games in London and Munich, and will do that, and it's going to expand over in Europe. And as long as they're over there, I think that's what she's going to do. She's a mom. They've been married for 6 years, and she's one of our three daughters, so we're very proud of her. You know, I told her, I said, I told all four of our kids, I said, all you've been able to, by the grace of God, is see someone in a tough business that has been given every break and gotten every wonderful opportunity along the way. The majority of the people in this business don't reach that. They don't ever hit the tone that they want to, get to the market they had dreamed of, have the job they had sought, and it becomes really difficult. And she said, thanks, Dad, but I'm still getting in it. And so she did. And she's really enjoyed her ride through the business. How much longer she'll do it, I don't know. But, kind of, it's intoxicating. When you get in it, you live for the crowds, like we're going to see it at Fiserv here tomorrow and today. And, you know, and watching these kids play and the unknown of how the game is going to unfold over the next 2.5 hours. And it's very addictive. It's very, very tough. And once you're kind of in that arena, and she and I have covered Super Bowls together, which has been so great, and Packer training camp and other things. You know, for a father to see their child do all that is incredibly gratifying. But I've enjoyed her journey. She's enjoying it. We talk a lot about it. We study people that we admire, including one of the people on this call. And she has taken a lot of cues. She keeps notes. She studies, and I like her effort and her challenge to herself to always get better every broadcast.
This feels like the most unnecessary reset in the history of radio, but we are talking to Kevin Harlan, because I know y'all are recognizing his voice out there. You know who is on the call with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And when you mentioned Sam, of course, that is Sam Decker, who had incredible success at Wisconsin this time of year when he was there with the Badgers as well. I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers, because you obviously know that team very well. We have been somewhat critical, of varying degrees, this offseason of how Brian Gutekunst and company have gone about their business. Give us some reasons for optimism for this Green Bay Packers team. We are watching the Lions continue to build something there in Detroit. We are watching the Vikings, although they don't know exactly how the quarterback position is going to shake out. They are hopeful that it will be J.J. McCarthy. And we are watching the Packers now looking up at these teams in the division. Kevin, give us some reason for optimism for the 2025 Packers season.
Well, I think the Packers are like a value stock. They're like a blue chip value stock that just have the continual dividend they pay. They're always ascending. They may have different forms and variations of how they do business and who is there. And I don't know that any of us really realize just what a seismic event it was when Rodgers left after all those years, as it was when Favre left and Aaron had to take over. And now, you know, getting the quarterback thing set is always job one for an organization. The most important relationship in that building every single day is the quarterback and the head coach. And until they got that right, until they found their guy and committed to him, I think your compass is kind of all over the place. It's like Johnny Depp in Pirates, right? That compass is pointing all over. It's rotating. You don't know where you're going. So the quarterback thing had to be fixed. And remember, it didn't get fixed until the second half of 2 seasons ago. They really didn't know what they had in Jordan Love. So from that point on, once you've got that position set and you feel comfortable by just shocking success and luck, a lot of it is luck, you may have your third long-term quarterback in a row, which never happens in the NFL, ever. But it's happened to this organization. So they've only lived in this world for a year and a half. Second half of the season 2 years ago, and then the great run in the playoffs, They make the playoffs last year, but they're in the toughest division in pro football. And you can go out and you can make the splashy sign, and you can go out and do all these different things. And I applaud the Vikings and the Lions for what they've done, and as aggressive as the Bears have done by bolstering their line, especially the middle of it, and the quarterback they think is going to be the guy. The news story is always fun, right? The news story is always great. The Packers just keep going along. They fix something here. They handle something there. They tweak this. They polish off that. It's not an organization that's going to be splashy. They had to be splashy with Reggie White. They had to be splashy with Brett Favre. I guess they had to be splashy when they drafted both Rodgers and Love. But this is an organization which has found the players, the Chimeras of the world. They've drafted them. They've developed them. They've played them. And they've had their run. But I would tell you that if anybody thinks that they don't walk into 1265 Lombardi every day with a sense of urgency, they are completely wrong. And one of the most competitive GMs in football is Gutekunst. And they are building, but they're not an organization which is splashy, as we know. That's just not what they do. The biggest thing they've done in the last couple of years, in addition to finding the quarterback, was getting the running back in the trade with the Raiders. And that proved to be an incredible success, one of the best deals, one of the best signings made in the league. So I have faith in what they do. I trust. The Chiefs haven't been splashy, but they've been to five of the last six Super Bowls. And so they may get a piece here and a part there. They just know what to do, and they have a culture and a system and a model that they follow. So I would always trust the process and feel like, yeah, for the first time in a long time, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears are starting to kind of wake up and do some things, and we get it. That's their job. Their job is to do that. So I'm taking a different approach, and I just think that until everything is set, until they've signed the kids off the street and done the draft, and let's see what they get when the page turns into May and what the roster is looking like. I have complete faith in what they're doing, and that is not a paid endorsement. I feel like they know exactly what they're doing, and they have a method to it, and I think the best is yet to come, quite frankly.
Well, you are a credible and knowledgeable and reliable source on all things Green Bay Packers. Chewy, someone asked in the YouTube stream, Pirates of the Caribbean, have you seen that one yet?
I have, but it's been a few years.
Okay. He's familiar.
Yeah. Because he made the reference, and we just weren't sure if you were able to follow it or not.
Kevin Captain Hart, Jack Sparrow.
You there we are go. Just the Jack best. Sparrow, we so that's appreciate right. you. And we cannot wait to hear you on the call for these games from Fiserv Forum on Friday. We'll get you to practice now. Enjoy it, and we appreciate you so much.
Jen, Gabe, Chewy, thank you so much. So fun to be gone. Take care.
He's Kevin Harlan, the voice of everything. I wanted to rattle off the list, but we're running out of time.
Please show a little respect. The legendary Kevin
voice,
Harlan.
The legendary voice of Kevin Harlan. No, the legendary Kevin Harlan, voice of everything.
There we go.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still so much more to get to in the final segment of the show. But before we get to that, guys, I want to tell you about my friends over at Good Health Saunas. You know how it is. You're walking through the Expo Center at the State Fair. You see something that piques your interest. That's how it went down for me with my Good Health Sauna. I am always looking for ways to focus on my wellness, my longevity, my overall health. And that's what the sauna has done for me. It sits in our basement, I fire it up, and in about 20 minutes, I can improve my recovery, I can improve my sleep, I can improve my skin, my hair even started growing more than it was before, all because I started using my Good Health Sauna from Good Health Saunas, and you can too. Go to their website, it's goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. There you can get $500 to $800 off your purchase. It's a great deal. And you should check it out. They'll also be at the Realtors Home and Garden Show March 21st through the 30th. If you want to pay them a visit there, just tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
Here we go.
Let me tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You've heard so many people from ESPN Wisconsin talk about them. They're part of us now here at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as well, because we talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella. But when you're talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. And that's why we love Pella. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They're not going to disappear on you right after the sale. So right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. We're looking maybe at a new front door, so I may have to take advantage of that. Certain restrictions do apply. Ends 3/31/2025. Get started today at PellaWY.com.
Thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, because it's on...
Holy moly, what a great conversation we had with Kevin Harlan just a few moments ago. If you missed any of it, please check out our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or Wisconsin On Demand. Today's Infinity Exteriors poll on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Will you be watching today's NCAA tournament games while at work? 58% of people said, hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, we're watching NCAA games. While 21% of people say, at work, I took the whole day off. Good on you. We are here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Hope to see a bunch of you here as well. Wildy and Tosh is next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.